What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you're having a good week. Today, we're going to be continuing with our series on the women's movement. So let's delve in. Hello, everyone. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. So far, we've been looking at the first wave of egalitarianism. We've looked at individuals like Mary Shelley, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and others. Now we turn to the next chapter of female activism. And that is the second wave movement of the 1960s and the 1970s. One of the most influential second wave egalitarians was Betty Friedan. Born Betty Goldstein to a father who was a jeweler and a mother who was a housewife, Betty had a challenging relationship with her mom, who thought Friedan had a large nose and worked hard at being ugly. However, at school, Betty was an outstanding student and a gifted writer. She graduated from Smith and went on to go to grad school at Berkeley. In 1947, she married Carl Friedan. It was at their home on the Hudson River that Betty wrote The Feminine Mystique, one of the most influential egalitarian books ever published. It was a major success, selling almost 3 million copies in its first 3 years. In this 1963 female empowerment classic, Friedan delivers a scathing critique of 1950s and 1960s housewifery. In the opening chapter, she discusses the problem that has no name. Women in this time period were marrying young and having lots of kids. However, despite having a husband and family, along with many comforts and luxuries, they were feeling disillusioned. Coining the term feminine mystique, she used this to describe the societal assumption that women could find satisfaction in life solely through marriage, motherhood, and household management. Betty suggested that women can have both a successful career as well as a family. She wrote that women should develop a life plan, and she even went so far as to describe homemaking as a comfortable concentration camp. It is an insult to even compare the suffering that those individuals who were in concentration camps experienced with the experiences of 1950s and 1960s housewives. I can't imagine what the victims in these concentration camps would have given to have been able to enjoy the luxuries and the comforts of suburban housewives from the 50s and 60s. Also, scholar Carrie Gress and others have pointed out that Friedan was not the average and ordinary housewife that she painted herself out to be. A friend of Betty's named Daniel Horowitz did some digging, and he made some interesting discoveries. When Friedan taught at USC in the 1980s, he noticed something. She was using communist community training skills developed by radical Saul Alinsky. Daniel did some more digging. He discovered some undergraduate papers that Betty wrote on socialism. He also found an FBI report on her activities in the 1940s and 1950s. He approached Betty, but she stated that she didn't know anything about egalitarianism until the 1950s. She denied him access to her private papers. The negative effects of Betty Friedan's ideology are being felt today. In the United States, we have a low birth rate. White American women are having about 1.5 children, and Black American women are having about 1.6. Instead of opting for marriage and motherhood, instead, women are choosing careers. And when they do marry, they are marrying later in life. And some, of course, are choosing not to marry at all. They are choosing to remain single and childless for their entire lives. Of course, this does not mean that single women are being pious and pure. As I've mentioned before on this channel, one study has indicated that the average woman has slept with between 7 and 14 men before she turns 30. Another study indicated that modern women have slept with between an average of 4 and 8 men. All of this is, of course, disastrous for the West and can at least in some way be traced back to Betty Friedan. While red pill teachers are mostly accurate in their description of the problem, their solutions are definitely not going to be beneficial in the long run. As always, the biblical answer is the correct one. What women need is the same thing that everybody else needs. They need to be transformed through the power of the gospel. They need to have their hearts and their minds renewed by God if they haven't already been. This will enable them to once more prioritize marriage and motherhood over career. As the scriptures penetrate their hearts, they will learn what a godly woman is. This will lead them to submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ in all their life and to submit to the lordship of their fathers and their husbands in the home. They will also educate themselves and become good teachers. Being a good housewife and a good house mother is one of the most important duties. Properly raising and educating the next generation is indispensable to a healthy Christian society. And that, of course, cannot be done without godly matrons and faithful women. So let's be in prayer for those who continue to be deceived by the writings and the teachings of Betty Friedan, even if perhaps they don't even know who she was. Let's pray that the Spirit will work in their hearts so that they will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel. The sources that I used for this video are available in the video description below. All right, that's a wrap for now, ladies and gents. If you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.